Strange Adventure.
Max Kennedy, the assistant keeper of the city zoo, locked the door of his office as the clock in the tower struck midnight. The grounds were deserted. The animals were asleep in their cages. As he walked through the moonless night toward his car, a wild feline cry split the darkness. Kennedy froze in his tracks. It was the howl of a leopard. Kennedy wiped his brow, cursing his imagination. Such a sound was impossible, for the only leopard, a valuable black, had died 2 days before. Again the cry pealed forth. This time Kennedy was able to tell from where it came. The sound wasn't coming from the cages, but from a clump of trees at the opposite side of the park. Shaking, Kennedy took no time to investigate as he dashed to his car. He knew no other leopard had arrived since the black leopard had died. Could the dead leopard have a ghost? The next morning, Kennedy was examining the clump of trees when Arthur Johnson, the head keeper, came upon him.
You hunting for something, Kennedy? No. Just doing my duty of overseeing the grounds. Since you have personally taken charge of the animals, I don't have much else to do. Well, I had to take over because of your inefficiency. Satan was poisoned 2 days ago, and you've done nothing at all to clear up the mystery. That cat was deliberately poisoned by someone who hated him, and I intend to find out who.
Kennedy's scarred face broke into an evil sneer.
Satan's name flitted him, all right. He was the very embodiment of the devil. Any of the keepers and hands around here had a right to hate him.
Kennedy turned and stalked back toward the feed house of the zoo. His mind filled with the picture of the dead leopard stretched out in his cage beside the plate of arsenic-filled food. He wondered if Johnson, the head keeper, suspected that he was one of the men who had borne an intense hatred against the black monster from the Malayan jungles. It was late at night when Kennedy left the zoo and began his long walk through a patch of woods towards his home. He was midway along the lonely path when he heard a low snarl in the underbrush nearby, a rustle of leaves and the slow, even padding of footsteps. He froze in terror. Again the snarl of a prowling animal drove into his brain, closer this time. Panic seized him as he turned to flee from the unseen terror. The ghost leopard was on his trail again. Max Kennedy whirled toward the terrifying sound that drove stark terror through his body.
Satan, you can't do this. You're dead. Dead? How many times do I have to kill you?
Hardly had the words escaped the lips of the terrified man when a man stepped into the path before him. A familiar voice sounded in his ears. Johnson's.
All right, Kennedy. I've got you at last. I suspected you were the one that poisoned Satan. That's the reason I followed you and tricked you with those animal imitations. You're coming back with me right now.
Kennedy's voice was as dark with venom as the surrounding night.
Yes, I killed the beast, and I'm glad I did. But I got my revenge for this scarred face and this game arm. You'll never hurt anybody else. Not now, he won't.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Cafe of the Black Dog, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.